Okay, we're going to get maybe Professor Kapil to show us, summarize sort of the international perspective, or somebody else.
Yep. Slides. I'll just.
So you can use this if you want.
Well, good evening. I think I'm the last speaker.
You are, but it's Laurette's fault, not my fault. Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Laura, for inviting and giving us all the hospitality. Coming over here, I've been working in this area of nutrition, but the two terms which we used, system approach for prevention of childhood obesity and brain to society research approach. These are two terminologies which I learned over here. Earlier we have never learned. Maybe we have not come here earlier. We had some excellent presentations, were very useful. I not picked them according to their priority, but just like randomly. We had about global magnitude of obesity, which is special reference to children, computer simulation models, cohort studies required, studies which are being planned in India, Canada. The GI system is very important. It's a very informative lecture we had, how GI system can be used and explained to our town planners, that how they should go about it. As you rightly pointed out, that economic development has to go. And along with the economic development, we will definitely have positive health consequences and negative health consequences. And positive health consequences means you have better curative services, preventive services, and diet and lifestyle-related disorders like obesity, hypertension, metabolic disorders will be another part of other side of the economic development. When we look at the etiology of obesity, it is not a single one-to-one relationship. It is the outcome of large number of sectors which come and play part. We talk about the health, nutrition, urbanization, education, transport, socioeconomic development, agriculture, etc., etc. So large number of factors, they interact, and the outcome is obesity. And so if you talk about the prevention of childhood obesity, we have to have a multi-sectoral approach and multidisciplinary approach for prevention of childhood obesity. If we feel that a single intervention can work, possibly not. Maybe at individual level may work, may not work, but if you're looking at the prevention of childhood obesity at a community level, we do need to have a multidisciplinary approach. However, if you look at the scientific evidence, we do not have the scientific evidence that which sector or which particular discipline is contributing more for development of childhood obesity and metabolic disorders in the adults. And what we need, I personally feel, we do need to have more scientific evidence about the interconnectivity between various sectors and the development of obesity. If you want to convince our policymakers, we have to have all these sectors, we have to generate hard evidence so that we are able to convince them this is all these have to be brought together. And if you're looking at the future perspective, we have to create a healthy macro and micro environment where only healthy choices are available. That means those practices which create a child towards obesity are not available. All this is a very difficult, very far-fetched thought. But we need to create, if we really want to prevent obesity, we have to create healthy choices for the children. Also, if you look at the data, global data, we do not have one single intervention which can fit to all other socioeconomic, cultural situations. What we have is maybe this particular model may work over here, although we in the literature we have very, very few studies in which people have intervened at the community level and try to create, try to prevent the or reverse the prevalence of obesity amongst children. What may work in Canada may not work in India in totality. But there are two interventions which have been tried at a small level and which have been found successful. And this is increase in physical activity and decrease in calorie. Diets low in calories. And we do have scientific evidence these two interventions do work. So what we require is, if you really want to for prevention of obesity, we have to have change our microenvironment, macroenvironment, modification in dietary intake, increase in physical activity, and modification in different sectors which can promote the healthy lifestyle in the population. And with that background, my colleague Dr. Ankarorat has tried to put down a proposal that we need to develop a cohort and in which we should have a surveillance system in which we are able to identify the etiological factors for childhood obesity and study the role of different sectors which contribute to the development of childhood obesity and also the indicators or the risk factors for adult metabolic disorders. Well, this is the last slide of the day. This was the one which my friend Dr. Bharadwaj was trying to say, that there are two people, he is Dr. Yajnik and his colleague, collaborator in UK, both have almost equal BMI. But when you look at the body fat, it is 9.1% in a European as compared to 21.2% in Indian. Now this was a photograph which was published in Lancet. And they tried to look at this is what actually happening. So in fact we have to think of some more indicators as one of our colleague scientists mentioned about that BMI is not a suitable indicator. Yes, we agree with it. With the percentage of body fat, we might be, with the same BMI, we might be at higher risk as compared to others. It's not the central obesity or pear-shaped obesity which is important. It may be the visceral obesity which might be causing more risk to Indian population. Thank you very much. Thanks.